Welcome to episode 164 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. This is going to be podcast 12 of the wellness series. Hey guys, welcome to this latest episode. So for the last month, I've been working on a project and it's, you know, something that is really meaningful to me. And, you know, especially during this period in our history, this worldwide pandemic, different countries are reacting in different ways. You know, where I live, the numbers have skyrocketed since the opening of our state. And so we've kind of backpedaled, our state has, and things are closing down. And one of the things that had opened up were gyms, and then they reclosed. So gyms are again no longer a place where we can go to. And it's really hard because I live in Arizona and people around here, they really rely on the gyms in the summer to get their physical fitness because it's too hot to hike. You know, walking, you have to do it first thing in the morning, like before 6 o'clock, because it's already like in the 90s by 6 o'clock. And in the evenings, the heat lingers on for quite a few hours, so you'd have to be walking in the dark if you wanted to go out for long walks and things, unless you're brave enough to go out into the heat. So the project I've been working on has been a challenge, a workout challenge that lasted for a month, for 4 weeks, and I was introduced to it via some people that I follow on Instagram. And there is an app that they use to work out, and every couple times a year, this gal who runs this app does a challenge, a month-long challenge, and it's something that kind of just allows people to really challenge themselves, because it ends up being 6 days a week. So 6 workouts and then 1 day of rest. And it's also, you count your macros. A lot of people don't count their macros, but she does give you macro numbers, and they do carb cycling even, where it's high carb day and low carb day. So it's really, you know, this comprehensive program. And she has a great community and there's lots of participation on her Facebook page as well as on Instagram. There's lots of activity. And it's a great community. And so I had followed some gals and they did her regular program and they were saying that, oh yeah, there's this thing coming up, this challenge, it's gonna be really great. And so I was just like, sure, I'll jump in and do it. And let me tell you, it has been a great, great experience, really. Yes, if you watch my Instagram, you know that I have been a gym rat forever. I, you know, go to the gym a couple times a week and I'd lift and, you know, do some cardio, you know, the Stairmaster or the elliptical. And I did my routine. I did my thing. I was in a groove. And, you know, now looking back, I was actually in a rut, because I was doing the same thing over and over again. I had very, very little variation. Like I'd add some machines and, you know, add weight or decrease weight and, you know, mix up some movements. But it was really, there was no structure to it. And going to this program, it's very structured. Like there's a leg day, there's a back day, there's a, you know, it's like split up and it's very organized. And so I stuck to the program. So yeah, it was Monday through Saturday and Sunday was rest day. And so it was really challenging because the workouts were like at least an hour long for me to do, because I, you know, they encourage you to move slowly through the movements and really concentrate on mind-muscle connection and really controlling the weights versus just throwing them around. And so it would take me an hour, hour and a half to do the lifting portion. And there were some days where there was like cardio it wasn't every day that there was cardio. And so that what was great was that there wasn't cardio every single day, because, you know, it was more working on specific muscle groups. And that was really great because she would actually do the workout with us. And she would post it on Instagram, on her stories, and give us helpful hints on movements and alternate movements if, you know, something was really not working for us. Like for me, I don't like a lot of jumping movements. And so her thing was, if it doesn't work for you, then do a modification. She wasn't like, you have to do it my way and that's it. You know, there were always alternative moves that we could do. And there were a lot of us who weren't into like the jumping movements. And so we'd do alternating moves just to keep our heart rates up and just moving. And so it was really great watching her stories, you know, because I would not work out first thing in the morning because I have early morning hours. And so I would work out after noontime, sometime between noon and 5 o'clock, I'd fit my workout in there. And so it was really great seeing other people do their workouts first thing in the morning so I could see what they did, if they did alternate moves and things like that. But just chiming in to other people and getting to know other people who are doing the same thing. And that was really something I'd never had before, a community. And so it was really fun for me to see all these other people doing it. It wasn't just women too. It was men, it was boyfriends, husbands who were doing it with their wives and girlfriends. And so that was really great to see. And we didn't have to have a lot of equipment too, which was really great. And that was encouraging because, you know, when you go slow, you can just increase your tension on the muscle because of the slow movement. Now, what was really super challenging for me was this idea of macros, counting macros on a daily basis, because like I kind of got a general idea of what I did, you know, what I ate, because like I'd throw things into my Fitness Pal and, you know, just be like, okay, yeah, that's how I would just look at the calories. I never really looked at the fat content or the carbs or how much protein I was eating. And when I started counting the macros, like kind of looking at macros like a week before the challenge actually started, I realized a lot of the food that I chose had a high fat content. And that was like, whoa, no wonder I never lost weight. No wonder you could never see my muscles. Because the fat content in my food was so high. And I found out that I was not eating enough protein. I was not consuming enough protein for my muscles to actually start forming and building. I was not eating enough protein. That was so eye-opening for me. So eye-opening. It was crazy. And so now, following her numbers, I've, you know, gotten pretty close to them on a daily basis. There are like a couple days where I totally messed up, totally screwed up. Like July 4th, that was a day I was at a pool and there was lots of food that I don't normally have because it was potluck, and it was like, nope, that was a cheat day for sure. But for the most part, 90% of the time, I was like right on, within 5 grams typically. There were some days where my fat content was a little high. Like today, my fat content was like 6 grams too high. Usually I say if it's within 5 grams, I'm good. But if it's over 5 grams, like 6, 7, 8, 10, 20, then that's not even close. You know what I mean? So just making sure that I get my protein and my carbs in, that's been my focus. Since I have not been really consuming enough protein, like I said, and with the high-low carb days, just trying to make sure that I get around the amount of carbs that I need, because that's something I need to be conscientious of. Just for me to have fuel in my body to work out the next day. And that's important, especially with my age. And, you know, my metabolism is a lot slower because, like I said, I was not eating enough calories. And if I was, they were high in fat. And so my metabolism is kind of like out of whack. And I think that's why my body is a little bit slow to move on leaning up. Because I did take before and after pictures for the challenge, and I posted them, and people are saying, oh yeah, I see such a huge difference, I can see it. But in my head, I don't see it. And I think it's that weird thing that we have of we're so critical of ourselves, we don't see what we should be seeing, what other people see. But I digress. But yeah, the macro counting was a huge learning curve for me. But people are actually, you know, putting my pictures side by side. People are like, oh, I see a total difference. You know, you can see that your body is leaning out. You can see that your body composition is changing. You're more muscular. And so these comments, I'm like, oh, I am, you know, because I don't see it that way. But people are seeing the changes, and that's really good. And especially in such a short amount of time, in 30 days, you know, that's a short amount of time to see changes. But yeah, it's great that people are seeing changes. And what's interesting is the actual number on the scale has barely moved. Like the first day that I took the picture, the before picture, it was a certain weight. And when I did my photos yesterday, was that yesterday or was that today? Today. I did the photos today. It's been such a long day. I did the photos this morning. The scale difference in the number is 0.04. That's how much the scale has changed. 0.04. It's gone down 0.4. So less than half a pound. But you can see that my body has changed. You know what I mean? So the number on the scale is not your friend. That's just a point that I want to make. The scale, if you're just looking at the 1 pounds, the number of pounds, that is not your friend, especially if you're trying to build muscle. Because when you're leaning out and your muscle is getting more firm and you're decreasing your fat content, that number on the scale is quite deceiving. Because I see women that are super fit and super lean looking, but if you look at the number on the scale, it's a large number because the amount of muscle that they have is, you know, because muscle takes up less space than fat, so you look leaner, but the muscle itself, the you know, is heavier for the amount of space that it's taking. So you look leaner, but you weigh heavier oftentimes. So it's a weird thing, but yeah. So the number on the scale is not necessarily your friend if you're trying to build a muscle. If you're just dieting and not working out and you're just trying to lose fat, then yeah, the scale will reflect, you know, what you want it to reflect. But when you're trying to build muscle and lean out, it's a weird juxtaposition, because you have to also put in consideration the fat content and the muscle gains that you're getting. So anyway, I digress. But yeah, that's the project I've been working on for the last 4 weeks, and it's been time consuming for me because just learning the components and trying to figure things out with the macros and all that stuff has been a huge learning process for me, and trying to make sure that I'm having a well-rounded food intake rather than just having like beans and rice and chicken, which I see a lot of people do when they're leaning out, but I'm like, no, I want real food. And so I've been, you know, trying to incorporate real foods and into my intake, and just so that there's variety, because that's good for my system. And, you know, because you want to translate what you learned into real life, not just this bland palate. And that's what a lot of people seem to be doing when they do diet. It's like they just have this bland palate. And I'm just not someone who can live that way. Like I said, rice, beans, and chicken, I can't do that day in and day out. I cannot. I'm not one of those people. I want real food. Like tonight, I had pork loin. I made potato wedges. I had some rice and fruit for dinner. I mean, I had watermelon, strawberries, and pineapple. It was delicious. And so it was a colorful plate, you know, because the fruit. But it had tons of protein and then lots of carbs since it was a high-carb day. Lunch, I had a bunch of fruit as well. And I actually had a grilled cheese, guys. Grilled cheese with real butter on it. And it had pastrami and pepper jack cheese in it. It was delicious. It was so simple. But see, it's like normal food. It's not diet food. And it's me making it versus, you know, buying it from some sort of food prep place where it's like you're not making your own food. So for me, this works because I have to incorporate, you know, this macro lifestyle into cooking for me and my kid. You know what I mean? Because I'm a parent. I'm not just some single person that just focuses on fitness. I'm just a regular mom trying to make things work, and so I can stay strong and healthy for as long as possible for my life with my kids. But yeah, so if you guys are ever interested in these workouts, the challenges only happen a couple times a year, but the program itself, it is on all the time. If you want to get the info on it, check my IG. It's always on there. I tagged it quite a bit. You can look at my past posts and I've tagged it on there. Or else you can go ahead and message me here on Anchor or any of my social media and I will get you that information. Okay, guys? I'm wondering what you guys are doing with your fitness since the pandemic has started. Have you totally changed your routine? Are you starting just to work out at home? Are you in a community or a place in the where you live where it's still nice outside, where you can actually enjoy outdoor activity like soccer and running and cycling and swimming? Or are you stuck doing stuff inside like I am in the desert where, you know, you're basically relegated to the inside because it's like 115 outside already. Would love to hear what y'all are doing and to see how you guys have been and handling life during this difficult time all over the world. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys are staying safe. Take care, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.